Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? Well, to the best of my knowledge, if you carry the 7 and Cujo the 9, it should equal 187th of Stephen King. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish!
Hey!
Who's your favorite author and why?
Oh, no. Too big of a question.
Yes. One of your favorites.
I don't know.
Say Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Well, I've been reading a lot of young adult books, like kids' books again.
Accepted.
So there's a book, you guys have to read it. It's called The Wild Robot.
What?
It's a kid's book,
and yet,
but a chapter book. But it's an amazing, amazing book. I have a feeling it's going to be a massive, massive movie at some point. But it's such a beautiful story. I think it's Dave Brown that wrote it. And there's a sequel, Wild Robot Escapes. It's the best.
So, Wild Robot.
Mm-hmm. Check it out, guys. Hot tip. Oh.
Stop the madness and say hello to Craig Kukowski. Kakao, when you were a wee lad, what was the family tradition of when you and your siblings could leave your rooms Christmas morning, race out to the tree to see what Santa had brought in the night?
We would read a chapter of The Wild Robot. My mom had a lot of guilt about not raising us with religion, so we had to read Jesus's story.
No, you didn't.
On Christmas Eve. We would each open one present on Christmas Eve. And then,
you had to read Jesus's story?
Yeah.
From the Bible?
His autobiography, I guess.
Written by Sidney Sheldon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It was. Well, but then it was a totally secular event after that. It's right. Like we got that out of the way.
But in the morning, did everyone just rush out of their
Does
rooms?
Does everyone remember the blood on his hands?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, we'd sit down and recreate the Last Supper.
Right, of course. Yeah. Scorsese style.
And then we'd listen to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, man.
That's too much Jesus.
And then the rest of the year, not so much.
Yeah, I remember, like, my sisters are younger, so I remember just sleeping as late as I could.
Oh, wow.
At a certain point. I wasn't
let them
that,
run out.
I wasn't that excited, you know, because mm-hmm. I was so traumatized by the crucifixion the night before.
Fair enough.
Those who loved him the most turned on him.
Someone wake up James Whoa. Heaney, because I'm about to introduce him. Jimmy Bojangles, how's about a question like we used to do? Here goes. James, can I call you Kenny Bunkport?
Kenny Bunkport?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good. Thank you. And last, but only when he's making sweet love, the least, is Joey Greer. Let's welcome back Joe Diddley. Do you feel me?
Now I do.
Okay, good. All right, let's get to our first scene. All today's scene suggestions were gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And please, dear Jesus, for Kakowski's sake, write a review of the show, won't you? Take some time. Show us some love, because that's what the show needs to get more support. But man, oh man. Could we use your support in order to continue? That's not a threat.
Support like Wildcat Willie, who said you're guaranteed to laugh. Highly recommended for anybody that has an opportunity to listen while working a service job, a robotic job, a job they dislike, or is a commuter.
How many stars?
Four, five, all of the stars that they could give us.
Which is?
Five.
All right.
It took a while to count.
What was that person's name?
Wildcat Willie.
Love you, Wildcat Willie.
Love you, Wildcat.
Our first scene today comes from a listener named Jessica, who wrote, "Hello, I hope you all are as good friends as I imagine you are." Wow, that was very sweet. I love listening to you, and I think it's so funny when Kevin prods the rest of you on by saying, "List," and then insert random number, "list of those," during a skit. I like numbers. I actually love Vanessa's grungy old woman voice. I don't
know what she's talking about.
I don't dare look up pictures of you guys. I like to keep my own images of your spirit animals.
We're all way more attractive than you would think.
And then she lists our spirit animals. Oh. Kevin, father bear in a tuxedo. Craig, deep-voiced squirrel hiding in an air vent pretending to speak as a god.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That tracks.
So far tracks. Janessa, leather-wearing vampire hunter.
Oh, wow. I won.
Joey, dolphin salesman with Elvis's hair.
Yes, thank you.
And James, shivering seal.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. He did add one for Chris, tea party cup filled with a kid's air tea. Anybody know what that is?
No.
I don't.
Oh, it's just like air tea.
Air
fake.
Tea. Fake. Faking it. And Carla, the girl
He's
next...
He's an empty cup.
The girl next door, if she was an Energizer bunny.
Aww.
That's true. That's true.
I love you all. Nowhere near done, by the way, the end of this missive. I love you all. My boyfriend's nickname is Guppy, and he has long, luxurious hair. And he's easy to remember. The people at our pizza place always make a big deal when they see him, and apparently I'm chopped liver. They always get my order wrong, always get his correct. The final straw was when they made a pizza from scratch for me, and it had no sauce or cheese on it. They gave me burnt bread.
Oh my God.
Love to see your interpretation of this scenario. Sorry this message is so long. I'm excited to email you all. I won't be offended if you don't read all of it. And I didn't. I actually cut out about a third. Okay, love you guys. Please don't ever stop talking to each other. Ooh. Jessica Green. All right, who's next?
Excuse me. Yep. I need to talk to the fucking manager here.
All right, stand over to the side if you wouldn't mind, sir. We got a long line of customers.
Got a pizza? Okay, I'll stand over here and wait.
All right, thank you. Yes, hi, your next customer, what can I get you?
Remember me?
Oh.
You know what I want.
Oh, right. Oh,
you know
hey, Jessica.
Yeah. Oh, Jessica.
J- Jessnica.
Yeah.
Got a pizza?
I always find that star to remember. Hold on one second.
You remember my order?
I do, and we're going to jump all over. Okay. James?
Yeah?
When you say a pizza's up, if you could specify what kind of pie, that'd be great, man. You're just saying pizza up.
You got it.
Thanks. Jessnica?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to get you the margarita pizza.
We got a Christmas
that's
pizza.
That's not my order.
No? Did you have a Christmas pizza?
I didn't have a Christmas pizza. You know me.
Oh, right.
I'm in here 3 times a week.
Tell me what your boyfriend looks like. Is he the guy with the hair, the beautiful hair?
Oh, is that guy over here?
Yeah.
The hot guy here?
Apparently not. It's just Jessnica.
Who's
this gal right here.
Hey, are you the guy that cooks the pizzas?
Hey, man, I'm just making pies.
Hey, come back over here.
Suga's not here. He's on a work thing. I was coming alone.
Hot dog pizza.
Okay. It was hot dog pizza. Okay, so let me just take your order. Just tell me what you'd like. We do know what you want, but I'd rather just to be make sure it's perfect.
Okay, as long as it's just a game, just a playful game.
It is just a game.
Pretzel pie is up.
Describe what you'd like on your pizza.
I would like the Alabama with a twist.
Alabama with a twist.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What Alabama with a twist?
Does someone need to speak to the manager?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the manager.
You're the manager? The manager.
Listen,
Let's introduce ourselves first, like civil humans. I am Kelly Thompson. I'm a single mom. I'm struggling, but I'm doing my best. How about you?
Well, my name is Robert, and I'm a father.
Hey, Robert. Look in my eyes.
Okay.
Well, let's connect.
No, I'm connected. Listen, I have some
You're
awful
a father,
words
huh?
I'm a father of 2 kids, and I've got a wife. Mm. It's actually a really good life that I'm living.
Oh, congratulations. I wish I could say the same for me. This is my kid right here.
Oh, wow.
Those teeth are never coming in, we found out.
Really?
Yeah, we just had an x-ray.
All right, well,
no
I'm really
teeth
angry.
In the skull.
Oh, it's really... It's,
she lost
I don't
her
know.
Baby tooth. She says, Mommy, we need a new teeth coming.
None.
They're not coming.
Well, I'm really
just
sorry.
Let me know how I can help you out. You got a beautiful, beautiful life.
Well, I was having a pizza party for my daughter's birthday.
Lucky girl, you know I never had birthday parties.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. But
grew up in an orphanage. Hmm?
Look at these pictures here. These are the pictures I've taken of the pizzas. They were all shaped like penises.
Hmm.
This is not an accident. This was on purpose.
You sure they came from this establishment?
I look at the pizza box. Where else would it come from? I want to talk to the cook. I want answers.
Okay, you talk to the manager, and I just want to take another moment to look in each other's eyes.
Okay.
I want you to hear me say I'm really sorry about the, you know, provocative shape of those pies.
Uh-huh.
But I want to remind you, you've got a beautiful life, and this is just a blip in the radar, okay?
Well, I'm really angry, though. I feel like this is a personal...
Can we hug before I bring the chef over?
Huh?
Can we hug? It's been a long time since somebody's touched me that wasn't a hint.
Well, I'm a married man. Okay, I'll give you a hug. All right.
Okay, I'm going to get the chef, and you can ream him out if you need to, you know.
Okay. Well, I just...
They'll reflect on me, and I'll lose my job, but if it's worth it to you. Come on over. Tim.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I was here yesterday.
Okay, what's going on?
This is a guy, great guy. He's got a wife and kids. Money to have birthday parties for the kids.
Wow.
Now you can continue, sir.
He's got a good life.
Really good life.
Man, listen. I just was thinking about my family and how...
Ooh, don't bring it up. It's too sad.
Oh, man. My whole family was made of bread. And there was a huge rainstorm that came over. We were outside picnicking. We didn't think anything of it.
He knows what happens when bread gets wet. You don't have to spell it out for him.
And they got so soppy and so wet and...
Hey, let's just hear his complaint. He's got a... You know, everybody's life is different.
There's a rugby team on the field. They didn't know what it was. And they just smashed them all up. They smushed and smashed them.
Oh, my God.
And my bread family just... So every day I work here and I work with bread and I think about them and I do it because I just want to be a little closer to my family.
Ooh.
What's going on? How can I help?
Were you the guy cooking the pizzas yesterday?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Have you done any acting, sir? I'm a casting director, and there's a movie shooting in town.
Oh, luck. This is luck.
I just came here to get some pizza, but I saw your face, and you're kind of perfect. Have you ever done any acting?
I mean, I did
it's not the lead role,
theater.
Obviously, but a couple of days' work, and your face is just perfect what we're looking
really?
For.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Robert, let me give you my card.
Okay, great. So this is the guy who's going to fuck the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't think I can do this.
I got the horse ready. She's in the mood. We gotta move fast.
Right. You know what?
She won't stay in the mood long. We gotta move fast.
Let's go.
I'm a married man. I'm a married man. This is not what was described
She's dilated,
to me.
Pulsing, and puffy. We gotta move fast.
Dad, can we just get out of here?
Listen, you know what? We probably shouldn't have brought the kids to set today.
Movie magic. Let's go.
Roll Dad, down.
Dad, I'm so bored.
Okay, well, here, play Spade. This. Play on your iPad and
back it up, Nelly. You're gonna have to move faster. This horse is not gonna stay romantic
alone. You know what?
Alone.
Can I pass on this roll?
Got a hot dog pizza? Oh, hey, I know you.
No, you don't know me. There's no way.
Oh, whatever. Pastrami pizza. Up.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
I wasn't looking at you like anything. I saw a similar man fuck a horse in a movie. I didn't know it was a porn horse movie when I went into the theater.
Hey, I didn't know I was going to be starring in a porn horse movie, okay? Everything moves fast in Hollywood.
I just wanted a night off. You know, I bought a ticket to the one rated R movie because I thought I needed a grown-up time in.
Okay, how many?
Just one. It's just a girl's night. A girl night.
Okay, and this is for horse cock?
Yeah, I'll take one for if that's the one.
Okay, just need to warn you.
Uh-huh.
This movie is
you know what? It's I don't want. Just don't warn me. Surprise me. I'll take one for horse cock.
Okay, I'm obligated.
Do you serve alcohol here?
Popcorn?
Do you have any margaritas?
Oh, I wish I wish.
Well, I'm going to go see Horsecock. Have you seen it?
They don't let us watch the movies here.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll report back.
Would you please? Enjoy.
This summer, when the time is right and the mood is good, the only thing that you need...
No
is a horse.
Captain, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. There's too many murders on the streets. We got to find this horse. Stat.
That horse has killed too many people with its face.
Oh.
Imagine the damage it could do if its penis got around town.
I can't imagine.
Look, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I haven't seen a thing.
There's a horse running around town, and it's mad, and it's hard as hell.
All right, I think I can fix this situation. I think I can fix this situation.
Okay. Huh? He's going to fix it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's the guy who fucked that male horse.
Honestly.
That's the guy.
No.
In the butthole.
Yo, that's the guy.
It was in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
You know, the truth is that was, it was, sometimes you gotta take some hard rules to...
Hey, Marie, this is the guy.
No, please don't bring him over here.
It's definitely the guy from Horsecock.
I'm not looking for celebrity life here.
Didn't you get discovered at this very pizza parlor? I watched the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, this is, unfortunately where I got casted. Hey, I guess I had the face of a horse.
Well, if you don't want to get recognized, then don't go to the pizza parlor where you got discovered.
I guess that's a good point.
That horse really took you like a champ.
Honestly, it was me that really had to work. That horse was ready for it. It was, honestly, I think that it had been trained.
I have never watched, you know, a porn horse movie before.
Oh, me neither.
And never since. That was the only time. But I'll tell you what, I stayed for the whole film.
You did?
The storyline was compelling.
Well, that's why I ended up sticking with it. I just, it was hard bringing my family in to see it. It was, but I made them avert their eyes. Wait, you're going to follow the story, sweetheart.
Dad, can we go? I'm bored.
No. I'm about to have my scene.
There's no Wi-Fi for the iPad.
Okay. Yeah, here are some M&Ms.
Honey, why are you pulling down your pants?
Oh, actually, get the kids earmuffs, eye muffs. But honey, you watch this.
These eye muffs don't fit.
And we actually had to leave the theater. It was embarrassing leaving my own show.
That's too bad.
Oh, you brought your kids.
Well, I mean, it's art.
I see.
Well, and we did avert their eyes.
Hot dog pizza.
And whatever this guy wants, because he did that horse dirty, and I owe him.
It's so hard to end a scene like this when no one wants to leave the party.
Scene two comes to us.
It was a male horse?
Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was a female horse, then it was a male horse. It doesn't matter. Yeah, honestly, the gender of the horse doesn't matter.
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't think that matters.
You only fuck women horses.
What?
I was just trying to cast a movie, and Joey made it about a horse's gut.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Let's roll the footage.
This is the guy who's going to fuck the horse.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Scene two comes from Sarah, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. I admit I resisted your podcast, but Kevin's ads wore me down. Needless, what ads are wearing people down? Needless to say, I love it. It makes me think of the old radio shows a la the Mercury Theater." Wow.
From this last segment was worthy of Orson Welles.
Orson Welles is spinning if he could.
Orson Welles.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wait for it. Anyway, I have a scene suggestion for you all. I started a new job as an admissions officer and I'm about to travel on my first international recruiting event. I'd love to get a peek at what to expect being an admissions neophyte as this crazy admissions recruitment season gets started. Thanks and keep the episodes coming. Sarah in Brooklyn. Now, I looked up admissions officer because I was a little confused.
Thank you.
to make sure we all knew. They work for an institution of higher education to recruit new students from a variety of venues.
All right, great. So I got free pins, I got free hats, free shirt, anything you want. And, you know, so like the university itself is, if you take a pin, just hang on for a second.
What's the teacher-student ratio?
The teacher-student ratio right now is we got about, let's say out of 10, if there's 10 teachers.
Is there a ski team?
There can be. You could start it, no problem. So there's 10 teachers. There's students out of the 10. If there's 10 teachers.
Students out of the 10?
Well, if there's 10 people.
So no ski team.
Did you talk to the other woman? Because that other woman also was talking about a ski team.
No.
Did she leave? Or?
I'm the only woman here.
All right. Well, if there's 10 teachers.
So no ski team.
Well, you can start it. If you want, you can start. And so there's,
I'm too old for college.
Oh, well, no one's too old for college. So if there's 10. If there's,
oh, no, I couldn't uproot my whole life now.
No, well,
I got a house. I got a family here.
You could take the online courses. There's online courses.
Why do you keep saying if there's 10 teachers? Are there 10 teachers?
Well, there's more than 10. I'm just trying to make it a number that you would understand.
Okay, for every 10 teachers. Usually it's for every one teacher. There's how many students?
Exactly.
But well, you do the ratios a little differently there.
Well, I just add a zero. Let's say,
every 10 teachers, there's how many students?
Well, let's.
How many students per 10 teachers?
So if there's 10 teachers, there's anywhere between.
Hey, folks, we'll be with you again in just a minute. Larry, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Do we need more buttons and more hats?
We don't need more buttons. We need you to calm the fuck down. How about that scenario? Where you just settle down.
Oh, my God.
People have a lot of questions.
Yes.
You have no answers.
I have, I know what I'm doing here.
All right, let's put you back on the floor.
Okay.
Go.
Hello.
It's me again.
Hello.
Follow-up question. If I was to go to online university, is it a college or a university? And is it accredited? And for 10 teachers, how many students are there? And are there janitorial staff? Or is that something I'd have to look into?
Well,
online.
Is it accredited? Let's start there. Yes, it is. Okay, we have credits.
You don't even have irises. You just have pupils.
Yep, my eyes have been dilated for a long time. Thank you to McCluskey University. They helped me remove that and focus. So we have accreditation. There are janitors.
Okay, let me help you out with these guys here. It's a great job you're doing over here, Terry.
Do we need more pins?
We got enough
pins.
Ten
teachers, how many students?
I'll answer that.
No,
so,
truth is, you've done enough, and I feel like you're losing people here. So let me just show you how this little conversation goes.
What are the most popular majors at McCluskey?
Well, engineering, bioengineering.
Bioengineering?
Handshakes, making mustard.
Really, what? Honestly, you should let me handle this and just follow along like a shadow. Situation.
Do you have a computer sciences program?
Absolutely. It's one of the most prestigious computer science programs.
Oh, that was the other woman that was talking about the ski team.
This is my first time at the booth. I don't ski.
I am so sorry. Just calm down for a second.
I can't ski in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I can't ski in a wheelchair.
Not with an attitude like that. Let's all...
I'm getting out of here.
Wait. Miss? Listen, you are ruining our chances of having a full staff of students.
You actually can ski in a wheelchair. Should I tell her?
Yeah, take some of these pins. Take some of these pins.
Careful. These pins are sharp. Okay, you just pricked that person's hands all over the place.
I just want everyone to know about McCluskey University or the university.
I half wonder if you're a saboteur from some other school.
I'm not. I love this school.
We're sending you in this weekend.
For what?
What do you think? We got to sink McClusker.
Aren't they doing that them damn selves?
Have you seen their student to teacher to teacher to student ratio?
No.
It's competitive, to say the least. We need you to go in there with the buttons.
Oh, shit.
You set your shirt on fire.
Oh, shit.
You set your shirt on fire. Troy!
But nonetheless, I have a feeling that you're trying to lose people because they are leaving here like we've got a C food grading in a restaurant.
No, I wouldn't do
Pardon
that.
Pardon me.
Okay. Yes.
Hi.
How'd you go to college here?
Oh, that's a...
If you can't pass your SAT, can you still go to college here?
Well, with an application and...
I'm taking the SAT 10 times, but I don't test well.
Yeah, we'll take you.
Okay.
Yes, you're in.
Wait.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have some paperwork.
I'm going to need financial aid.
That's fine.
All right, agent, let me talk you through your gear here. So you're going to have hats, pins, brochures. But look at the pin, open it up. It's it'll prick them with a small amount of a lethal device, which will put them under.
You're talking about nanotechnology.
I'm talking about nanotechnology.
So we're going to prick a student, and those nanobots are going to go into their body and start eating away at their bone structure. Is that what you're telling me?
Reggie, can we go over the list of just a little inventory, if you don't mind?
Yeah,
just some of the items that you'll be providing to the agents.
We got hats, we got pins, right. We got brochures.
If I may, you list them very quickly. The hats, for example. Are you quite certain what the hats can do for the agent?
Yeah. You know, like Blofeld's hat.
Right.
you know,
you mean when our job tossed the hat and it
That's what
off.
I mean, our job, yeah.
I hate to interrupt, guys, but you're saying you're going to be giving other people deadly weapons?
No.
The agent is going to be handing out deadly weapons.
That is a thing.
Ideally, no. These are at the booth with the agent, so he can fend
get your
off.
Hats, get your pins. I'll
take
your
one. Thank you.
Yes, take a couple.
That's great.
Take
thank
a
you.
Like a few of these hats.
Yes, please take them.
You
take
are going
them.
Way over budget. You need to have conversations with these people before you start giving free
I
things
think
away.
I am.
Why aren't you giving things away?
Huh?
Did you give things away?
I gave most of it. We need more pins.
I'd like a pin.
Just wait a second. You know what? You know,
here, let's just take that pin
bucks.
Off of your shirt.
We'll oh, no, you pricked me. Oh, shit, you pricked me.
You can have this pin.
Oh, fuck, you pricked me. Oh,
why
fuck,
not?
You pricked me. Oh, fuck. I need a recall. I need a recall. I need an evac now. Evac.
Who are you talking to?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, shit. Nanobots are going to eat my bones. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing?
Oh, fuck. Just shut the fuck up, you idiot. You dumb idiot.
Oh, Nar, what's happening?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Maybe
we
should... Nanobots? Are going to eat his bones?
Oh, Nar. Foaming pink out the mouth.
He's a little pile.
Oh my god.
He's just a little pile of with shoes under it.
Well, this doesn't usually
it
happen at the school.
It didn't melt his shoes.
Well, those
That's
are very
weird.
Nice shoes. I'm going to have to close the booth for a minute, but if you want, you can go on to the online registration and get any information.
I'm too old to go to college.
Step up to Tim's University and sign up for a $75,000 scholarship. Who can I help? Anybody at all? Tim's University.
Hey, Tim, I'm sorry to do this, but we're gonna have to shutter the booth.
What? Why?
Well, it's just you.
Right.
Yeah. You're an eccentric billionaire giving people $75,000 to come hang out at your mansion and teach them what I imagine is, what from the brochure looks like, fencing,
right.
Swimming.
It's great that you understood the breakdown of the brochure. I don't understand what the problem is. Well, and who are you again that you can shutter my booth?
I'm Tom Harmer.
Right.
I'm the gentleman who's running the convention space.
Mr. Harmer, this is the booth. You want me to shutter?
Yeah. So...
This has already been decided, it looks like.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I can't defend myself.
No,
I can't
sir.
Explain why I'm doing what I'm
you
doing.
You could bring him to court.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned the loophole.
Of course he's going to win.
Mr. Hammer, I'm from McCluskey University.
Yeah, look, I'm going through a lot right now.
My aid just melted. If you could send a...
I can't deal. I got to find a lawyer.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said the court thing.
He's a billionaire. He's going to drown me.
Maybe you want to come to the university. Would you like to teach a course?
God damn it.
Starting salary, $600,000 a year.
Seriously. Really?
You could bring your own assistant. She starts at $200,000.
Wow, this is a great teacher-student ratio. It's just me and you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So 1-to-1.
Yes.
Or 10-to-10.
If you had a zero.
I'd also like to think of myself as part of the ratio. I'm his assistant.
Oh, wow. So 2-to-1.
Yeah. So we're really just getting in.
Okay. Can we get through this? Because I have fencing in 10 minutes.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just call it. Let's just say today was just the meet and greet. I gave you the syllabus, right? So,
I'm all dressed in my fencing gear. Am I not needed anymore to help teach?
No. This isn't fencing. This is construction with the mind. So we teach you how to build objects in your head, and then if you want to do that.
Okay. So that shot you administered to me, that was the syllabus?
Yes. So inside there are floating small pieces of paper. And
oh, so they're in my bloodstream now. Okay.
So you should innately know the schedule. Okay.
Okay, are these Autobots or what are they?
No, it's nanotechnology.
Okay. Just pieces of paper.
Floating pieces of paper will be assembled in your mind in time.
Mm-hmm. Hi, why have you come into us today? We got your medical information that we need, but what are the symptoms that you're feeling?
First of all, I'm thinking about paper a lot.
Mm-hmm. I was more than normal.
Way more than normal.
Okay. So I don't know, prior to this, how often would you think about paper?
Rarely. Rarely would I consciously think about it. Like occasionally if like I ran out.
Hey, babe, what you thinking about?
Paper.
Again? I think you need to talk to somebody.
No, I'm not going to go to the doctor.
You need to go to the doctor. You never go to the doctor.
All right. I guess it is time for a checkup. Paper.
Stop.
What?
Stop saying that.
I didn't. What did
You're
I say?
You're freaking me out.
Legal pad.
I love you. Oh.
What?
Call the doctor.
Okay.
Okay. So
my wife made me go.
Right. And we thank her for that. Well, I tell you what. We're going to take a little blood.
Okay.
And we'll just run some tests.
I've never seen a fucking report like this. I mean, these are blood samples, but it's...
What are you saying?
It's construction paper.
Construction paper?
The blood is construction paper.
Well, that's hilarious, but seriously, what are you saying?
I don't make jokes.
No, you don't.
The blood is construction paper.
You're saying you're seeing construction paper within the blood?
No, the blood is construction paper.
I'm sorry, the...
Look at this, look. I'm going to open, look. Look at this. That should be pouring out there. No, I had to unfold it. That is blood.
That is odd.
That's his blood.
Are you sure you didn't switch samples of some kind and someone gave you a vial full of construction paper?
Oopsie poopsie, that's what happened. No, this is blood. That's construction paper.
Okay, then fine with this being possible.
Okay, so the diagnosis is?
Well, it's tricky. It's one we've not seen before. It's no surprise to us why you've been thinking about paper more than usual. It seems someone injected you with paper.
You know what?
Is that possible?
I left this off my medical history, but like 2 weeks ago, I was attending a college at a eccentric billionaire's house because I wanted to study fencing and swimming. But
Tim's?
Then I sat in
Tim's University?
Yeah, Tim's University.
I've always wanted to know. I see the commercials all the time.
I know. They're great commercials. The budget on those commercials.
Do you like to swim?
Uh-huh.
Do you love to fence?
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for an accredited university with an amazing ratio?
Uh-huh.
Call now.
I'm Tim.
That's crazy. Do you see they got the guy from Horsecock in that commercial? Did you see that?
Hey, man, why were you just talking back to the TV when the commercial was on?
Oh,
like
shit,
you were
was
just
I?
Answering like those were real questions.
Well, they're a question, dude. It's fucking real.
Right?
Yeah.
Who would go to this guy's university anyway? Is what I don't understand.
You get $75,000 if you sign up. What do you mean?
Wait a second. What?
Yeah.
Show me.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Hey, are you guys smoking weed in your dorm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to smoke weed
we
in the
know,
dorm.
We know, Samson. So what?
Open the door.
Why?
Because you're in big trouble.
Well, we've already told you we're smoking weed. What do you want from inside?
Is that your RA?
Yeah.
Go fuck a horse.
Hey, guys. I'm not happy about it. You guys better stop smoking that weed.
Okay, we're stopping now.
Jesus. What the hell?
It's so funny.
Lame.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme, dude. I wouldn't do it.
I want to. Let's go online just for a goof. Sign up and get out of here and go to Tim's University.
As a
is
goof,
Ponzi
I'm down.
Ponzi those kind of fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
So there'd be fish. What else?
Well, they fencing, just said swimming, swimming and fencing.
Yeah, the commercial you were talking to. Had fishing, fencing.
And she said that I get a suit.
A suit.
She didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's pull it up online. Tim's University. Okay, here we go. Fencing, yeah. Blood transfusions. What's that about?
Babe, they gave me 1 week.
Wait, boop. What do you mean?
Paper.
Boop. Well, it's still boop. Happening.
Well, I know. They can't do anything boop. About it.
Oh.
They tried to get in boop. With scissors, but...
Here, have this.
Paper?
Glue. Boop.
What?
Drink the glue.
Drink the glue.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No, anything.
It's just sort of my intuition.
Paper.
Oh, paper. I miss you. Come back. Come back. Paper. Are you even in there?
Glue.
What?
Glue.
I need a doctor.
Glue.
I need a doctor.
Paper. Glue.
Oh, hello?
Construction.
Hello?
You're probably wondering why you're here. Let me introduce you to the other two people in the room, Paper. This gentleman across from you was a happy family man living in Pittsburgh. And then we injected him with small, tiny scissors. Meat scissors.
Oh, no. This guy can kick my ass.
Snip, 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 snip.
This gentleman on your left, of course. You can clearly see has been turned into a rock.
Oh, I'm not scared of that guy at all.
Would you like to play a game?
Let's play a game, shall we?
Kill me. I'm afraid I can't quite
get... We work for an eccentric billionaire. He's in the mood for a little schoolyard fun.
That's right.
That's where you enter the picture.
Who do you want to play, like Settlers of Catan or something like that? Or?
Close.
Okay.
Not really that close, Dorf.
No, it was being friendly.
Oh, well, it's not close.
Kill me!
Too dry. Rock's not happy. I don't know if you noticed. Scissors, stop banging on rock. It's not going to happen. Paper. Yes. Now, to compete, my assistant and I...
I'm not the assistant.
We'll play my wife. I love to call her my assistant. We'll play Rochambeau. Are you familiar with this game?
No.
Well, watch.
Rochambeau. Tattoo scissors.
Didn't sound like you're on the same page about that.
We got a lot of scissoring going on.
We didn't make enough scissors.
Let's try it again.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You have paper, I have rock. See, she wins.
Wait, would you go on go or on the last word?
The way we do it at this point is we go on
one,
two, three, go.
On three,
but
some
people, so it is go?
But we don't say go. Some people say shoot, some people do it, but we just go.
Rock, you have a lot of questions.
Kill me.
Right, but why? Are you in some sort of pain?
All my organs are stone.
We work for an eccentric billionaire who's in the mood to play a little game.
I know. Hey, are you guys looking up Tim's University in there? You're not supposed to go out on the etranet.
On the etranet?
Sounds like your dick is stuck in a horse.
Hey, let me in there. Let me in there, you pot smokers.
Hey, what's going on, Samson?
Hey, you guys aren't supposed to be using the free Wi-Fi to go on to other universities'
webpages. What's the point of free Wi-Fi if we're not supposed to use it?
You can check your email. You can do a lot of stuff, but this... like,
what do you mean we can't look at other universities' webpages?
If we're paying for
your... What is this?
This isn't a restricted internet, man.
Are Third we in Reich? China? Or is it China?
It's yeah, North Korea. Korea. China, it's North Korea. Korea.
Listen, I'm sorry, you guys don't want to go to Tim's University anyways. It's nothing but trouble there. You don't get a real degree. You don't get a real education.
How do you know? Yeah.
My dad went there.
What happened?
Well, we haven't seen him since. He used to be a pretty sharp guy, but...
Maybe he just left you.
Huh?
He might have just left you.
No.
Did he learn how to fence?
No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
He turned to stone.
What?
It's true, but...
What do you mean he turned to stone?
Well, the last we heard is he said all of his organs were turning
like
to stone.
Like granite, or...
I think it was just regular old stone.
Like a rock.
Yeah, like what's a normal stone? Like what?
Probably
I feel like
quartz.
Granite is a good... No, quartz is a crystal.
Yeah. It's still a stone, but it's not like...
Right. It's more like... It's like a rock or a mineral.
It's like a boulder. This university sucks. Why don't we know this
shit?
This
is a good university.
Like, I didn't know between China and Korea.
Yeah, this sucks. This university blows.
It's because we can't use the internet in the ways we want to. Unfettered.
McCluskey University sucks.
How are we supposed to learn if we can't use the internet?
Hey, guys, I just got on the ski team.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thank you, Sarah in Brooklyn.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Our final scene of the day comes from Samuel, who wrote, "You guys make my normal day-to-day job making drugs in a lab a lot more enjoyable.
A meth lab?"
Now for the suggestion. A man with short-term memory loss issue is trying to buy mouse traps from a salesperson who also has a short-term memory loss issue. Okay. P.S. Keep up the great work. Don't listen to what others are saying, James. That shirt doesn't look bad at all on you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Samuel. So perceptive.
Yeah, so these are all for big rats, little rats, tiny rats.
These are rat traps or mouse traps?
These.
I was looking for mouse traps.
Right. Yeah, these are rat traps. These are for big rats, little rats.
I'm sorry. I was looking for mouse traps.
Right.
I don't think nobody should be trapping either of them. Nobody asked me what I think, I guess.
No one did.
So I guess I'll just stay in my corner then, Snoofa, Todd.
Snoofa, hang out by the fucking mops or whatever.
No, yeah, I'll just hang out by the fucking mops, Todd.
All right, yeah. So you were looking for rat traps?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got anything you want here from, you know, big rats, little rats, tiny rats, micey rats, you know.
Sorry, do you work here?
I do.
I'm looking for rat traps.
Okay, yeah. We got little rats, tiny rats. I'm sorry.
Y'all know that rats have pretty advanced societies, matriarchies.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, you want to kill them? Well, you know rats dress their babies up in outfits?
Yeah, I knew that.
You want to kill them?
Well, I mean, I have kind of an infestation at my...
what is it?
Huh?
You said you have an infestation?
Oh my God, where?
I don't know. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
One man's infestation, another man's family. You know, a man rat will carry around a small, tiny, little, twiggly piece of paper as a wedding band for his entire life. He will marry up to three women, but he will be faithful to them.
And with her best-selling book, Rat, The History of Man and How It Connects, Snoof Along.
Woo! Snoof it up!
That's a little much. Turn it down a notch. Okay.
Now, your fascination with rats goes far beyond.
Sorry, is my tongue sticking out?
It is.
This got too relaxed.
It's all right. It looks like it's inflamed. Looks like it's
no, that's the normal size, but okay. I cannot get it back in my mouth. It feels heavy.
Yeah, it looks like it's inflamed for some reason.
It's not inflamed. I just can't get the dang thing back in my mouth.
All right, your tongue should fit normally in your mouth.
But the thing is, I got stuck in a rat trap, and then I took some medicine, and I couldn't get the dang thing back in my mouth. And that's all. Oh, no, I got the big interview today. Bad timing.
Kevin, just read the book, and we'll handle this goddamn mouse thing, rat thing, whatever the fuck it is. Our whole apartment complex is infested.
I keep trying to read the book, and I'm not retaining anything.
But Kevin, I don't understand what you want to do, but you're making me make a choice, and that is to leave.
No, don't leave. I love you.
I love you, Kevin, but I can't live here.
What's wrong with it?
It's infested with rats.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, don't fuck with me, Kevin.
I'm not fucking with you.
Kevin, please. Oh, you know what?
Well, there's got to be some kind of book or something that'll
snoof along. You know what? I'm living with my mom. I'm going to go with my mom. I'm sorry. I cannot be here, Kevin. I cannot do this. I can't.
Who are you again?
Oh my God.
What happened? Why did you leave?
Well, he just... Thank you for the tea. It's just...
I told you he's a piece of shit.
Dad, stop.
James.
He just doesn't listen or something.
What do you mean or something?
I don't know. He just like...
Maybe that something is sex.
What?
Are you providing him enough happiness?
Oh my God, Mom!
We've talked about this.
Yes, we have, and it's not like that. I don't have to just have sex with him so he likes me, okay?
Do you do it, Dirty Sanchez?
Mama! Oh my God!
Sweetheart,
oh my
sweetheart.
God!
Not while I'm in the room. You should have these discussions with your daughter when I'm not here.
I have had these discussions.
And you didn't get it?
Dad? No.
I'm sorry. This isn't a conversation we should have.
Ring, ring.
Uh-oh, there's what's someone him? At the door.
Yeah. I don't know if I should answer it.
Well, maybe I should
wait, is it a door?
Ring, ring, ring.
It's the door phone. Let me answer it.
Phone ring.
It's Kevin. Hello? Oh, hello?
Babe, it's Kevin.
Hey.
I'm outside.
I don't want to talk to you
I'm
right now.
I'm knocking on the door right now.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
I'm going
to
get the door.
No,
I'm
going to
get the
door. Dad.
Oh, Kevin.
Hi.
Yes?
Yes.
What do you want?
Why are you here?
What?
What are you here for?
Why are you here?
Me? This is my house.
I have this rat book.
Okay.
I don't know how I got it. But I have a sales receipt and a...
Debbie told us there's a rat problem at the apartment.
Who's that?
Your girlfriend.
Our daughter.
Debbie. Yes. Sorry, I'm on the phone with her now. Babe, why did you call me?
You called me.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
She's in the other room. Do you want to see
inside.
Her?
Come inside, yes. Kevin.
Kevin, I have a question for you. Are you dissatisfied with the relationship?
No. I love her. I couldn't be more happy.
Okay, so she's providing you with everything you need.
Absolutely.
Do you get Dirty Sanchez's?
What?
I'm sorry. This is not...
So, I just wanted to call you guys in.
Is there more cheese or no?
That's the full amount of cheese we have.
Good thing
Debbie.
We're not rats.
As your cousin, I'm disturbed.
Christini breads?
What we have is on the plate, Debbie. What we have is on the plate. Okay? Listen, tomorrow the whole family's going to get together, okay? And I want it to be nice. I don't know. If you can't bring your boyfriend, if you guys are going to be fighting,
oh, my God.
If you're not, it's fine. But
oh,
what,
my God.
What cannot happen again is talking about obscene
sex positions.
Spicy
mustard? Is this spicy mustard?
It's mustard. It's stone ground. Some people think it has a little kick to it, but it's not a spicy mustard. You can't be talking about obscene sex stuff in front of everyone. You're talking about this stuff
so
like it's
repressed?
Okay. It's not okay. No, there's something
healthy.
Wrong with you.
Healthy.
No, Louise, there is something wrong with
open
you.
Jennifer, up. Stop. Jennifer, don't do that to my mom.
Open
your
up.
Mom is telling people they can't be in relationships unless they're providing horrible services.
Hey,
oh my
have
God.
You seen what a great other. Relationship we have?
Yes.
Have you seen another?
I don't see a great relationship.
For me, I do. For
too
him.
Much.
Jennifer, you're dating a fucking rat, okay?
I'm not dating a rat.
You're dating a fucking rat.
I'm not dating a rat. I'm married to a rat.
Well, whatever. He's a
fucking
rat.
So you want to marry a rat? Well, this is going to be tricky, but it's not impossible. Stay tuned for chapter 4 where I say how to seduce a rat.
Hey, Snoofa, sorry to chime in there. Just for the audiobook.
Did we get it?
We got a little bit of it.
What happened to the rest of it?
Well, your tongue, your tongue is getting huge, and just we're not catching.
It kind of swelled up.
Yeah, it did.
It kind of swelled up, but I can come in tomorrow for the.
We gotta get it today.
I don't know if I can do the rat seduction chapter with my tongue this big.
It's all good, but we just gotta get it today, okay?
I'm in my. You got any ice to kind of get this thing down?
Yeah, I can put the AC on in the room. Put your tongue next to the AC.
Whoa, that's not working.
Kevin, you mind sitting down in my office with me?
I'd love to.
I got you this tattoo gun.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to help a lot with your relationship and generally your memory.
What relationship?
Well, let me just start this first one. And we're going to write Debbie on your arm.
Wait, is this my tattoo gun or yours?
Well, it's going to be yours.
Feeling like it's yours.
Well, it was mine. I used to do a lot of prison tats, but I don't need it anymore, Kevin. So this is my daughter's name. And then you
Debbie.
Can, yeah.
So it's right there.
Now you've always got it. So anything you need to remember.
All those things I forget.
Yes.
We will tattoo on me.
Not we, you.
Me.
I'm starting you off on the right foot.
I'm going to tattoo myself?
I'm not always going to be there with you. I'm just your father.
You just have all these tattoos of you on there. Just your face everywhere on your body.
I know. It's to remind me of who I am. This way I never need to look in a mirror.
Kevin, I love you.
Who are you?
What? I'm Debbie. Look at your forearm.
Oh, right.
You covered it over with a picture of yourself. Kevin!
I'm Kevin.
Kevin!
Some people call it a rat infestation. Some people call it a family. If you didn't remember the family,
Now, if you excuse me, I'm listening to this audiobook.
I'm going to my mom's. I can't.
Have you ever made eye contact with a rat?
Yeah.
Have you ever found out that rat was making eye contact with you too?
Yes, I have.
There's lots of magic in it. Rats love eye contact. So here's the thing. If you're going to marry a rat, this is when you make your move. Look deep in their eyes. Give them a little pick of twiddly little, like a twisty tie. If you give them a twisty tie and they accept the twisty tie, congratulations.
This is so helpful.
You got a rat bride.
Debbie, what are you doing here? It's 2 a.m.
I know. I was going to sleep outside, but I saw the light on.
Maybe you should come back in the morning.
Oh, you're asking me to leave, Dad?
You're going
to
wake
your mom. You won't even let me come in? I don't care if I wake mom up. I'm just going to sleep in the fucking
yard. It's 2 a.m.
Why are you up, huh?
Because you knocked on the door.
Well, I by accident. My head slipped. Look, you know what? Forget it.
Okay, fine. Come inside.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, you woke your mother up.
What is happening? It's so late. What time is it?
It's 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I left Kevin.
You left Kevin? Oh, my God.
He tattooed it all over his body.
What are you talking about? Tattoo?
Yes.
Oh, that was
How did he get started with tattoos?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
He didn't say who gave it to him? He didn't remember?
No.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we'll never know.
That's right.
Oh, God. I'm just so scared. And then I found all these rat pellet droppings everywhere, and I think...
Honey, maybe it's just not the one.
I know.
You were so close. But he kept forgetting everything.
It's just so hard.
Well, of course it is. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We're going to go to the retreat as a family again. Okay? We're going to work on you.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Sexy families unite. Everybody get in a big huddle. Touch each other. It's fine.
Oh, wow.
What do you need to give your partner? Everything. Connie jumped right ahead there. We've got a few returning champs from our sexy family run funds.
And we're going to be screening Horsecock tonight. So.
Oh, our favorite.
Everybody grab your popcorn bucket that has a hole in the bottom.
Mom, fell for that last year.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Sorry to pull you aside. Debbie, I don't know if you remember me.
I do.
Yeah, I was in
I've got a great memory.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I love memory. I think memory is hot.
Are you going to the Dirty Sanchez workshop at 5 o'clock?
Oh, I was thinking about it. I didn't have anyone to go with.
Well, it's full, but I bought 2 spots.
Oh, well then whoever you're taking must be really lucky.
Whoever I'm taking?
Yeah.
Her name's Debbie.
Oh, she must be really nice.
I mean you.
What? Me?
Yeah.
I would love to go.
Hey, check out this tat that I just got.
Oh my God, that's a picture of other people.
Yeah, that's right.
Their faces aren't filled in. Well, so you have an opportunity to
I don't know who they're going to be, but they could be me and you.
Oh my God. I would love that.
I'm so happy they're showing Horsecock tonight. Have you seen it?
Me too. I haven't seen the entire franchise. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, they're going to show the whole trilogy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys know which way the Krusty Cowboy Workshop is?
I think it's right by the Saddle Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll see you at 6 o'clock for the Sanchez workshop.
It's at 5 o'clock.
I forgot.
I remembered.
Do you want to? My dad brought his Jaguar. Do you just want to get out of here and just go into the city?
He's got a big cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's ride it into the city.
Get in there. Hi, yes. We'd like a table for two.
Two people?
Two people.
Oh. Did you make a reservation?
We didn't.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, I guess.
No, they just want a table for two people, but
what's
they didn't
problem,
make...
What's the problem, Jennifer?
There isn't a problem. I'm just doing the math here. Two people.
Right.
No reservation.
No reservation?
No reservation.
And no reservations.
Oh. Well, that's
sir?
Two different things.
Yeah. Sir, can you pull that shirt up?
We'll do anything.
Sir, she asked nicely to pull your shirt up.
It's a scoop neck. It's too low.
Pull it up?
No, not that way. Not that way. Okay. Cover your breasts, sir.
Dirk.
Look, I'm proud of the breasts that I have.
Oh, God, there's hot.
Here, right this way. I've got a booth for you.
Oh, my God. Is that Snoofa?
That is Snoofa.
She's huge. Oh, my God.
You got a Vichy Schwar? My rat friend would like the Vichy Schwar. I'll have a Caesar salad with a Cobb salad on top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's dining with a rat.
That's her husband.
That's her husband?
That's her husband.
Really?
Yes. You didn't see that thing in E?
I did.
I can feel your little hairy eyeballs on me. What are you looking at? My husband?
Sorry, we're just big fans.
We're big fans, Snoofa.
We don't mean to bother you.
I'm not bothered. This is my happy face. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Good to see you.
Y'all a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all like rats?
Yeah.
Okay, your meal's on me.
Oh my God.
I'm rolling in audiobook money.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's going to be weird now because you're sitting so close to me. I guess we ought to sit together. This was my husband.
Well, what's his name?
He'll tell you himself.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dirk.
Oh, he's a cut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Can I ask you how the two of you make it work?
Lots of eye contact. snacks together. I don't ever kill his family. Those are the big things that make it work for us. Communication. Never go to bed angry.
Yeah, that's. I get that.
All right, who had the appletini?
Me. Okay. He drinks like a little sissy, but I love him.
And you had the Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Let me know if there's anything else I can get you.
Well, we don't want to bother. We just want to say hi, and it was a pleasure meeting both of you.
Total pleasure.
Total pleasure is absolutely right.
Just so you know, Snoofa said that she'd pick up our tab, so...
Yes, but I'll need to hear that from her.
Okay. Yeah. Snoofa? Oh, no. Snoofa.
Oh, God, the rat's eating her. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's taking her eyes out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Snoofa, say you'll pay for our dinner.
Did the rat ever actually eat again or just a little Snoofa on the side? Aww. Tune in next time That's our show for today. Yeah. Let's go around and thank all of our alchemists. James Heaney.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Do you have any message to the listeners you'd like to directly make to them?
Yeah. Please go to the West Side Comedy Theater on the second and fourth Wednesdays and the first Sundays of the month.
So nothing about us in the podcast.
Well, that was, we'll also definitely make a review, but we pleaded at the beginning, right? did I do this right, Kevin?
You're doing so well.
And is this shirt really as good as it?
Yeah, as good as Samuel thinks it is?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, thank God.
Joey Greer?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, a pleasure to be here. I just want to say everybody. I want to say everybody.
Okay.
Well, you did.
Now that you've said that.
Good job. That's it.
Yeah. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram, posting the shows, fun stuff, sensitive information about Craig.
You had some prizes you wanted to offer up to one of our listeners.
I did. I wanted to offer up to...
If they have some sort of contest.
To Danny, you know who you are, and you know what you want. All right, so come and get it.
Okay. Yeah. Congratulations, Danny. If, in fact, you know what you are. And what you want, come and get it.
Come and in get it.
Oh, okay, Vanessa Ragland.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for reviews. Keep writing them. Sorry I say dirty things.
Oh, please. We wouldn't have the listeners without it.
Check out DynastyTypewriter.com or on Instagram, Dynasty Typewriter.
If you know what's good for you, that is. Craig Kukowski?
Anybody who's willing to animate horse cock, there is an
Please!
There's an eccentric billionaire waiting to pay you $75,000.
Named Tim. Yes, please. And thanks, obviously, to all of you who are sending us emails and requests and information and scene suggestions, but also the animation. Yeah, I have to start sharing with you guys. People are explaining certain aspects of their lives to us in these emails.
Aww.
And it's really sweet and kind of touching.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's thank Engineer to the Stars, Doug Bain.
Bain.
Bain, 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 bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael
Brito. Brito.
Sophie Lichtenman, our producer.
Sophie.
And iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review. Please tell everyone you've ever met and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I really do love going through your emails. So please keep sending them along. And some of you are repeat emailing. I love that. You're engaged. You give a damn. And I just want to say thanks. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I am Kevin Pollack. And until next time,
Alchemy This.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.